Refinancing your home is frequently an excellent method to lower your mortgage payments or use the equity of your house to pay off debts. The amount you can refinance and the types of interest rates you might be offered depending on your home equity. Here are some broad recommendations if you're unsure how much equity you require. What is home equity? Equity is the portion of your house you own. It is the sum you would receive if you sold it right now, less your mortgage. You have a 25% equity in your property. For instance, if it is worth $100,000 and you owe $75,000 on the mortgage. In general, getting a loan is simpler the bigger the equity. This is generally justified by the idea that the greater your stake, the less probable you will miss loan payments. A key factor for lenders in determining whether you'll be approved for a home equity loan is your home's loan-to-value ratio, or LTV. If you are dealing with a lender who talks about LTV, you can calculate LTV by dividing your mortgage by your home's value. A $100,000 house with a $75,000 mortgage, for instance, has a 75% LTV ratio. Lenders generally look for an LTV ratio of 80% or below, as a smaller ratio represents a lower level of risk. The lower your LTV ratio, the more equity you have in your home. Think of LTV as the inverse of equity. The rule requires 20% equity. A typical guideline for refinancing is that you should have at least 20% equity in the home. You might still be able to refinance if your equity is under 20% and you have good credit. In this situation, the lender can require you to get mortgage insurance or charge you a higher interest rate. Refinancing with mortgage insurance in order to safeguard the lender in the event that the homeowner defaults on loan payments. Mortgage insurance is a necessity for people with less than 20% equity in their properties. The homeowner is responsible for paying the insurance premiums, either sporadically or all at once. You might be eligible to refinance up to 95% of the home's value on a traditional mortgage with mortgage insurance, as long as you're not pulling cash out of the loan, known as cash-out refinancing. Reasons for refinancing a mortgage. Two key factors could lead borrowers to seek to refinance their mortgage. To reduce the cost of mortgage borrowing. If interest rates fall dramatically, refinancing can help you to pay off your mortgage more quickly or cut your monthly payments. To obtain equity in a home, you can use the equity in your house to pay for improvements, purchase an income property, pay off higher interest debt, pay for your child's education, launch a new business, or for any other purpose. Mortgage refinancing timing. The end of your mortgage term is ideal for refinancing, especially if you have a closed fixed-rate mortgage. This is due to the prepayment penalty you will incur if you refinance on a closed mortgage before the term has expired. With a variable rate mortgage, the penalty is often only 3 months' interest. However, with a fixed rate mortgage, especially if there is still a significant amount of time left in the term, the penalty can be substantially higher. You can avoid these prepayment penalties altogether if you wait until the end of the term to refinance, or if you have an open mortgage. Refinance your mortgage midterm depends on whether the advantages exceed the disadvantages. If you're unsure whether it's the correct time to refinance your mortgage, consider the following. How does your current mortgage rate compare to other rates on the market? What fees, such as those for an appraisal, a title search, and title insurance, are related to the legal and closing costs of refinancing your mortgage? Consolidating debt with a high APR. How much will it cost to break your mortgage, if at all? Would refinancing significantly enhance your daily life? For simplicity, rank the level of comfort you would experience from 1 to 10 by refinancing. What happens to home's equity when you refinance? Your home's equity may be impacted by refinancing positively or negatively. In addition to having a firm idea of the current worth of your house, it's crucial to consider lending fees and closing costs. Here are some of the key ways that refinancing may affect the equity in your house. Lender appraisal. When you apply for a loan, the lender orders an appraisal, so it's essential to know your home's current market value. Since your previous evaluation, the value of your house may have grown or dropped. Assessors will consider variables including crime rates, school zones, and accessibility to nearby fire stations. Additionally, recently sold homes of a similar size will be compared to your house as part of the appraisal. You run the risk of losing money or missing out on cheaper interest rates if you overestimate or underestimate your home's value when determining how much you want to refinance. Closing expenses. Many lenders let you roll closing costs into your refinance loan if you decide you do not want to pay them right away. The lender can offer you $155,000 borrowing against the value of your property and lowering your equity by $5,000. For instance, if your closing expenses are $5,000 and the amount you are refinancing is $150,000. Variable property value. Your home's equity may rise or fall in accordance with fluctuations in the real estate market. Before taking out any further home loans, you should always take market predictions and trends into account and how they may affect the value of your house. While refinancing does not immediately influence your home equity, certain factors may eventually have a beneficial or harmful impact on the value of your house. It's also crucial to remember that you do not fully increase your home's equity until it is sold. Thus, your equity position will change depending on local property values and mortgage debt balances. Need some quick cash? Let us help. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your cash or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing, the process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. If you found this article helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.